The Honest Wargamer, an honest and independent show run by gamers for gamers. We bring you the latest in critical meta discussions, zany list tech, and deep dive discussions about the hobby as a whole. We are supported by our fantastic patrons and Twitch subscribers. If you'd like to support us and join the team, that would be awesome. Don't forget all you hydro homies, stay hydrated. Now get yourself comfy. The gang's here for Ladies' Night. It's 40K Thursdays.
Welcome to Stream Street Day, nearly 269. That's where we're at. Hey, everyone. Thanks to Helgemar for subscribing straight off the bat. I saw you, and to the Dreadwoods. So just a bit of clarity straight off the bat. Not feeling tip-top today, which is a shame because the ethosphere is rife with news. If this was a news show and we only did clickbait titles, oh boy, do we have a list of cool shit that's happening today. Specifically, we have a whole new faction coming out in the Heathen Knights of Sinesh, but like some mortal Sinesh units. And then we have the 40k roster thing for the app has finally launched. So we're going to be taking a quick dive into that. So a lot of news. Hawkeye, Guten Tag. Jed Woods, can we crowdfund Nurse Wargamer Doctor to call 24/7? I don't know. I'm just a bit run down, I think, saw that happen. Slangor, I have a question about the 40k app. How do you unsubscribe from it? Because I can't work it out. JPM, I think there's a link that they put up that you can unsubscribe from. But you don't do it through the app. You do it through your account, which is the My Warhammer app account. So you go on there and then you try and find the link, but it's fucked. Anyway, but we'll be talking about that in a moment. But before any... Yeah, what a Games Workshop art scribe, I don't believe you. I promise, it's on my phone. I'm going to show you in but moments. We will do that. But before we do anything else, I want to say thanks to everyone who's joined us live. I want to say thank you to everyone on the Honest Wargamer Patreon, because I literally couldn't live without you. And I want to say thank you to everyone who listens to the podcast. Please do stay full of water. Full of healthy water. Or fudge, because it's Christmas. You're allowed fudge on Christmas. That's how it works. Chris Wallace. Hi, Rob. Long-time Hydro homie. Thanks, bud. First-time chatter. Just want to say I think you're a cool guy and appreciate your content. Thanks, Chris Wallace. I think you're a cool guy. I appreciate you. I appreciate all you in the chat. It's almost like you do too much. Take some time off on Earth, too. Yeah, I'm going to take a bit of a rest in Earth 2, I think. It's going to be fun. Can you send your money to Earth 2 Games Workshop instead? You can. Yeah, we accept all money, which is fine. Right, okay. So, no, I've got all my windows now, everyone. Don't worry. We're all good. So, what do you want to start with? Do you want to start with the Sinesh-y stuff? Sinesh-y? Or would you like to start with the app? Let's start with the Sinesh-y stuff, shall we? So, Games Workshop's had a bit of a rough time. Let's just be fair to them. They've ended up with... I've got one where it's just... Hold on. I'm just trying to get the image up so you guys can see it. Otherwise, it's going to be a bit weird. No. Have I never made one where I show you a screen? Surely I've done that before. Here we go. Okay. All right. Give me a second and I'll bring it up for you. So the Sinesh stuff looks pretty sweet. Pretty sweet indeedy, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go find this. Okay. So now you get to see me in the little Christmas corner. There I am. Hello. Right. Let's look at this bad boy, shall we? And see what you guys make of it. Are you guys excited? Who's excited in the chat for the Sinesh dudes? Let's get this in the right place. There we go. Right. Good morning, Darker Design from Maryland. Those Sinesh dudes look ace. Okay, you're a fan. All right, okay, I'm a fan of you being a fan. That's fun. Hey to Space Marine 123, what up? Question, how do you think through Sinesh archers will compare to Lumineth archers? Well, let's talk about that. Let's talk about each bit individually. So, unfortunately for Games Workshop, because of production or whatever the fuck, they put out the Warcry stuff, and the Warcry stuff contained images of the new Sinesh models. Eventually, someone managed to get a hold of them. Some screenshots have gone out. They're going to be available this weekend because they're out. And so they now have had to like pre-release a whole bunch of images of all of the different units before they've ever actually even come out, which is not how they like to present things. So you do feel sorry for them, but not really, so fuck them. But here we go. Here we go. So it looks like it's a whole Mortal book. So it's going to be a code, a battle tome with the Mortal of Sinesh. So obviously Sigvald. I'm pretty certain Sigvald's going to be like the centerpiece. He's the catacross of the army. Looks like it's going to be about 11-ish war scrolls. So that's really fun. We saw some of those previewed on the Warhammer preview show that we did. Not so sure I can take them on. I need to finish Sister Battle on all my other armies, plus Dark Eldar soon. I may just get Slangor. Yeah, Sigvald the Magnificent, yeah. So I think Sigvald is going to be like the centerpiece, so he'll be like the Catacross. And he should be like at that Catacross-esque level, you know, Teclis. He's kind of like, he's effectively the de facto leader of the faction. And it seems to be like a concurrent theme, like at the moment, like they're always releasing a faction leader model. And I wonder if like that's generally, because that gives us like a main cast of characters to battle it out with each other, which I think is quite fun. Ideas for the Battletome faction name. Oh, okay. Yeah, please, Twitch chat. Ideas for the Battletome and faction name. I would like to hear it if you guys are okay. Allegiance Magnificent. Yeah, okay. Are those new Mortal Sinesh Cavalry? Yes. Yes, indeedy. They look pretty good. It is Cyberites, isn't it? It's the Supreme Cyberites, I think, is their name. Hey, Nikki DeWilliams. Hope you're well. Fuck you, buddy. Cyberites are of Sinesh. I think that's the name. I think it's Supreme Cyberites is the name. Let's see if they said anything on here. Last week you got a glimpse of the future of Mortal Realms in the form of a Sinesh Shard Speaker, which is unveiled in the new Warcry tome, blah blah blah. Okay, whatever. So you're going to have Blizzbarb Archers. Honestly, at this stage, how do we feel about the naming convention? Blizzbarb Archers, Blizzbarb Seekers, Slick Blade Seekers, Slangor Fiend Bloods. What were we all thinking? BB Archers. Okay, BB Archers works. Thanks very much for that, Grinaldi. I'll take that. So I doubt they're going to put in... I'd rather see build your own generals for factions. I'm not a fan of Warhammer expanding Eldrad syndrome. Eldrad Ulthuan takes part in every battle across the galaxy that ever happened all time. Okay, that makes sense. That makes loads and loads of sense, Darker Design. It's a fair point. Like, I was reading The Wrath of the Everchosen narrative, if you guys haven't read it, and effectively everyone was just a part character until Archeon comes up and just bitch slaps everyone. You're like, cool. Like, it really is just it is just those guys, and everyone else is just not important. So I understand that point. Just call them Slangor. I'll call them Slangor, don't worry. Sounds like a lot of B's and S's. It does. Alright, so the Blizzbarb Archers, let's read about them, shall we? Blizzbarb Archers are the lowest echelon of mortal Hedonites of Sinesh. Definitely trying to avoid saying the name there. Which means they're not even permitted the ecstasy of duking out in melee combat with all their sensation-seeking friends. So apparently, it's not okay that they don't get involved in the fight. So another archer unit coming to Age of Sigmar. Another elven... No, these are mortals, so they're human, right? They're human-esque. They coat their arrowheads in Blitzbrew toxin. Mortals on sixes to hit. do you ever read something and know what it means? Which overwhelms the senses of those they hit, makes them -1 to hit at the same time. Unraveling an enemy's carefully laid battle plans as their forces are overcome with pleasure and pain. It's very distracting. T-Man Cash, very excited about this. Are they the power bottoms of Sinesh? Nikki DeWilliams, they might be. If I'm 100% honest with you, I'm not, like, double certain what a power bottom is. So, do you know what I mean? I'm not really sure. Captain Brimeblood, imagine if you went back and used the new Games Workshop name scheme on old Games Workshop models. The steam tank would become the hydropopic cannon edges. Yep, I agree. The Blitzbrew toxin -1 hit, I reckon. Agreed. I agree with that, absolutely. Ever tried to fight with an erection? It's a very confusing time. That's every time I fight. It's with an erection, so... they generate depravity points when they do damage. That could definitely be a thing. Robs will actually educate. It would be cool if the archer poison allows you to move the target unit in a random direction or something. That would be a very strong mechanic for what looks to be the weakest unit. I like how they are archers, but they're not happy about it. Like, yeah, I'll throw an arrow or something, whatever. Okay, all right. So there's an archer unit, the Blitzbarb Archers. Okay, that's pretty cool. I mean, obviously, units not included here are the Sexecutioners, Sigvald. And we're pretty certain there's a large centerpiece model, maybe a palanquin, or suggestions have ranged from a palanquin like a war shrine. One of the suggestions I saw was like a war shrine-esque thing. Another suggestion I saw was a Mameluke, because they have a very East Indian kind of like vibe to them. So it would be cool to see like a Mameluke slash elephant maybe included with these guys, but as a centerpiece model. But they haven't as of yet included the centerpiece model. There are some blurry pictures of centerpiece models in the back of the book, in various pictures that people can see. I really like the Middle Eastern Persian aesthetic. It is a cool aesthetic, absolutely. I really like that too. It would be cool to think of like a weird bazaar. I get the Chaos God theme. Like, I get the Chaos God theme that it's like overwhelming, right? That you end up with like a Nurgle guy, he's like dripping disease and even the air around him is poison. But I wouldn't mind there to be like mortal Chaos who are just like a bit Nurgly. You know, like they've got the sniffles or... You know, like, they can still have, like, a trade hub or something where they're, like, it's not 100% all the way in right now. So, yeah, like, the idea of a flesh bazaar makes sense. But if everyone at the bazaar is trying to, like, finger fuck each other, yeah, and, like, rip each other's skin off and wear it as a face, it just, keeping order in that sort of market would be just a disaster. Have you ever tried to keep order in a market? Oh, my God. It's not too dissimilar to what you imagine the Sinesh market would be like. But it's basically, imagine, it's like Only Fools and Horses on Pornhub. It just doesn't work. You need some structure, is what I'm trying to say. Yeah, like, you need some, like, you can't all be, like, raving lunatics all day. Otherwise, it just doesn't work, does it? I don't see what you guys think of that. This army is starting to remind me of the Golden Majors from Dreadfleet. I'm trying to keep the 40k shows alive. I agree, all Warcry warbands are quite light Chaos. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. Like, not quite. Nottingham Christmas Market was a disaster. That's true. That was like this bazaar. That's true. Are you saying the Nottingham Christmas Market is a Nurgle market? It is. Okay. They remind me of the Easterlings from Lord of the Rings. They do. They do. They do. They are very, like, that's exactly what I think that they remind me of. I mean, they've obviously, like, nicked that design ethos from the Lord of the Rings sort of line. So it would be fun to see, like, a Mameluke. They should just have djinns made of burning incense. That would be fun. Shoulder pad of the Blitzbarb is very Lumineth-y. The Blitzbarb. Yes, it is, Owen. It is very Lumineth-y. I mean, and the hats of the archers they seem very DOK. I don't know about you guys. I mean, even the hat, actually, of the lady on the right of the Blitzbarb archers is a bit Lumineth-y as well. So, I mean, there's some obvious intent there, right? That, like, it... So, just in case no one's aware, I'm sure you're all aware, but just in case you aren't, there's some sort of cyclical nature to both the Seneschalite range and, of course, the Elven range, because all of the souls of the Elves, well, most of the souls, apart from Elves that you find in Azir and the Wood Elves, those lots of souls aren't connected to Sinesh. They escaped the great eating of Sinesh in the old world. Now in Age of Sigmar, like, those elven lines are safe. However, any new elven lines that Teclis has drawn out of Sinesh when it was in prison, so that would be Yelumineth, that would be Daughters of Cain, and that obviously would be Rhaidneth, they end up with... Sorry, everyone. They're gonna have like a lot of like influences, but I would say that it's less that they're inspired by the Lumineth, and the Lumineth are gonna be the Lumineth and the Aedhenneth and the Daughters of Cain are gonna be inspired by the Sinesh part, I would argue. Like, I don't think it's they're inspired by the elves. It's the elves are inspired by Sinesh. It would be the right way of like going through. I think. I don't know what you guys think. so many hats. The hats make them more powerful. Mamluk takes Mita back to Age of Empires 2. A Mamluk would be rad. So Sinesh, love his, her, taint, is what you're saying. Precisely what I was saying. anyway, so the next unit is the Blitzbarb Seekers. Blitzbarb archers who've had a close shave with the enemy blade may discover that they removed their desire to find and tame an exalted steed to their god, which is even more likely to kill them to much their alarm. Most flail, which is no surprise given that these steeds are as bad-tempered as fleshhounds and quite faster, but those who succeed become addicted to speed. So effectively what we've got is we have a mortal archer unit in the Blitzbarb archers who are on foot. I'm almost certain that means that there'll be a version of the archers, because these will all be dual kits. I'm pretty certain. I reckon the Blitzbarb archers maybe be able to be built as on foot or not. You know, you can't build. I don't think you build the Realm Lords. Actually, you can't build the archers like the spearmen. I suppose they don't want to do any extra bits anymore, do they? I guess that's hyper efficient, unlike putting on the sprue. So Games Workshop, I'm talking about. They only want to put every piece that you're going to use on the sprue, and they don't want to give you any extra bits, so probably that's not the case. So there probably won't be an on-foot version, actually, thinking it through. So the Archers one is a kit. The Blitzbarb Seekers is going to be a kit, which is a cavalry unit, which is archers. And as we've seen up here, that cavalry kit will also be some dudes on mounted on horse. And do you know what? Again, fascinated as a person I am by this. Why are the Sinesh units, of all the units, heavily anything that's like runs around with someone riding on top of it, basically a horse, right? That donkey, horse, motorbike, horse. Are they different from regular Hell Striders? I think that they're the same, basically, as Hell Striders. But my question is, why are they so heavily armored? Like, they're Sinesh dudes, right? Aren't they meant to be like all pleasure and pain and give me... looking at it, now I can see they've only got like pauldrons and shields, but they're like chests are all open to get their nipples licked. Okay, so they're safe. They're super safe in that situation. We're all good. They do have their chest showing. Thanks, Captain Brian Bird. they need to be lithe. Thanks, Tywin. They should be lithe. That's the correct term. They shouldn't be like super heavily armored, because that's not what they're meant to be, like sexy. Hey Moobs, hope you're well. If you see a horse in this picture, Rob, there's an issue. There's lots of issues with me, you guys know that, but that's why we're here, to have a good time. Nipples, ooh baby. Anyway, so the Seekers, so they're getting a on foot archer unit, they're getting a mounted archer unit as well, and a mounted cavalry unit coming here. Obviously, you've also got Sigvald. You've got the two units that we've seen previously as well on foot, who look like heavy infantry. So you've got the executioners and the other fellows. So you've got some like heavy mounted dudes as well. Not heavy mounted dudes, sorry, heavy on foot dudes. So you've got light infantry, two lots of heavy infantry. You've got an archer unit. You have a light like skirmish archer unit. You have a light. It looks like a heavy cavalry unit, right? But like, I don't think Hellstriders should be a heavy cavalry, but whatever. What about the executioners? They are heavily armored and very Sinesh-y. They are, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, then you got the six slick blade Seekers, which is, I think, the guys that we're seeing on top. Some Seekers just want to get stuck into the heart battle and swap their bows for ornate and extremely sharp glaives. These slick blade Seekers get their name from the blood that soon coats their weapons as they revel in the thrill of decapitating a wary foes. They think of themselves as princes of exquisite murder, and they get a bit miffed when anyone tries to upstage their kills. A bit of friendly competition is never a bad thing. Okay, so vibing off that Sigvald feel. The sick babe Seekers. Thank you. Just say those quickly during commentary. Sick babe Seekers. Sick babe Seekers. Sick babe Seekers. Sure. I got it. It's okay, we got that. So that's that unit we're seeing on top. They're the slick blade Seekers. Oh god. Although they've got some cut, like their spears are their arms? Or am I wrong on that? Yeah, it looks like their spears are their arms. which is kind of cool, which would just be a disaster for just like doing random tasks. Anyway. Right, and then, of course, the big ticket item for everyone at home is the Slangor Fiend Bloods. Da-da-da! Our Beastmen. That's right, all the Beast of Chaos guys are currently like fucking excited. Our Beastmen in service to the Dark Prince. They wander through life in glassy-eyed stupor, waited on claw and hoof by adoring Cyberites who venerate them as avatars of their god. Nice. How Sinesh feels about the comparison is unclear. In combat, they are engines of wanton destruction. Probably hit on fours. Shock troops with no care for their own lives as long as they can snipe some enemy heads with their impressively sharp appendages. Okay. So, there's also going to be some new Slangor as well, which is very exciting for Beast of Chaos players as much as exciting for anyone for some new units, a new potential Doomball or, you know, being able to build a Sineshi force that ultimately is, Sineshi force. You know, you build a Beast of Chaos force. Is it the Phantasmagoria Fate, which you put into the Sineshi Legions? What's also really exciting about this for all of the Beast of Chaos players, and obviously for everyone in Age of Sigmar, because again, more cows in Age of Sigmar. At this point, we are fully aware that Games Workshop are... We know that there are the eight realms, but we know those eight realms sit upon the back or under the udder of a giant cow, which is why we get so much bovine influence in Age of Sigmar, and we've seen so much recently. It's all cow all the time in Age of Sigmar, and, you know, Age of Mumar is the depraved drove. Thanks, Joe. Big love to you. We are all avatars of the Great Cow. Now, of course, I'm biased in trying to push this theory along because, as we know, I'm a leader and follower of the Great Hut Ashut, and I am I'm into the cow gods. You know, that's fine. I find them amusing. Anyway. they must cow down to the gods. Age of Sigmar is the secret cow level of Games Workshop. This is what's going on. Someone in the AOS design team is the child of a dairy farmer. That's also true. Jesus wept. Hey, Steve. Hope you're well. they do need more cowbell. Milking it there, Rob. Jesus. Maybe AOS is really an elaborate commentary on the beef and dairy industry. Well, let's look at that, shall we? Let's angle, using that as our theory, let's re-look at this. They wander through life as in glassy-eyed stupor, calling cows dumb there, but did you know cows have best friends? Yeah? Waited on claw and hoof by adoring Cyberites. So what they're saying is dairy farmers adore the cows, but dairy farmers themselves are sick and twisted individuals. I'm not saying it. Games Workshop might be saying it in this article, right? How Sinesh feels about this comparison is unclear. So, you know, that's for you to judge. Could the church they go to be cow-based? Oh, good point, sorry again. I forgot about the conspiracy theory that all of the people in the design studio are in a Mormon-esque church. And yes, that's actually a really, really strong point. I'm going to have to research it. Does anyone know? Anyway, we'll leave it at that. The Illuminati. The Illuminati. Well done, Scott B. The Illuminati is now what we... Okay, so, but why this is exciting is it looks like Games Workshop have given up, or at least the people in the Illuminati haven't given up on cows. And this is exciting because Slangor, Sinesh, Gore, means that our whole Gore, so Beast Men, are definitely going to be a part of the Age of Sigmar universe. You know, they're going to add in, eventually they could do Khorne Gore and Bestigor, whatever they're called. But, you know, they could do cows of all sorts for the different gods, but they also could do cows for Beast of Chaos. So it does seem like we could see, like, a variety of Minotaurs and generally those things, which makes me very excited because it might mean that we might get more of a we might get some Chaos Dwarves in there as well. So so Cabbage is right, this is the main thing, that Beast of Chaos aren't a moribund army. So if you think about it, like Cities of Sigmar, yes, it's nice we've got the Cities of Sigmar book and a lot of stuff got stuck in there, but really we're still waiting on whether or not we're going to see Wood Elves really continues as a line. Like Dispossessed, obviously we have different dwarves all over now, so dwarves are being continued, but are we going to see the Dispossessed line continued? But Beast of Chaos didn't have any inkling or any idea of whether or not they're a line that were going to be continued on and they were going to be a thing. But now with new models, like we're going to put big Minotaur-esque units in Age of Sigmar, which is blows open all the versions you can have. You have Cornate ones, obviously you can have Tzeentchian ones, but I mean you do already have one Tzeentchian cowman, and I guess like the Mimrodon. Was he an Ogroid? I don't think he was an Ogroid. No, you had the Crusher, and what was the Mimrodon? He was a kind of cowy dude, wasn't he? This is bullshit, Skaven Korkor. I do love new stuff, it's so fun. With Lumineth Battle Cattle, I think we have enough cow-based fantasy animals now. I demand an army based around ferrets. Ferrets is good, Owen, but it is not, of course, hippos, which I have for a long time talked about the raw power of hippos, but no one wants to listen to me. But a hippo-based faction would be amazing. Imagine being able to do like really nice paint jobs on that smooth, oily hippo skin. Woohoo! The Ogroid Mimrodon. Is it an Ogroid? Okay, so it's not a dude. So this is our first look into beastie dudes. Cud for the Cud Throne. Ogroids are their own species, I think. Yeah, they're not. Yeah, I was getting them conflated, so I apologize. Still waiting for the honey badger riding hippos army. Me too, JBM. Made me too. Hey, Speckles! Owner of Earth 2's Games Workshop car park. Right, so yeah. Any final thoughts, big thoughts? I mean, it's not really much apart from there are new dudes, which is exciting. I think big takeaways are it's going to be a whole battle tome. I don't think it's going to be the Psychic Awakening, the Broken Realms style book. I think it's going to be its own book, an actual battle tome. And the reason I think that is because obviously Warcry's already out, yeah? And I feel like this stuff was meant to happen before Warcry, yeah? It was meant to come out before Warcry and be released as a book, which makes me feel like it was meant to be out before the Marathi book, yeah, or I think about that sort of time, so I could see like they've got a little bit like thrown around now, so I'd expect the release of this stuff to be early January, depending on what happens with Games Workshop's production. So you would see this battle tome very, very soon, but I think it's gonna be a battle tome. I don't think it's gonna be like a subsidiary release, basically. This is turning into a Red War based miniatures battle game. I'm so okay with that. Cows, ferrets, and we need vampirates. Vampire parrots. Parrots would be really awesome though. Like, imagine the paint jobs you could do on parrots if you're a good painter. That'd be fun. Will they be able to take stuff like the Keeper of Secrets, or will they be separate? So they at least will have the Sinesh keyword, yeah, but the main problem is that the Hedonites of Sinesh allegiance isn't based on Sinesh. I think it's based on Hedonites of Sinesh. So that's the keyword you need. So you're going to need keyword Hedonites of Sinesh. And this, if they're Supreme Cyberites or whatever they're going to be. No, that's just a battalion, isn't it? That's what I keep thinking of. You can choose the parrot arm. Okay. What was I going to say? Fuck. Come on. If they don't share the overarching main allegiance keyword, so if these guys have some other name which isn't Hedonites of Sinesh, which would be confusing to release another book called Hedonites of Sinesh, then it will be weird. But maybe we'll see like an FAQ. It would be weird to have two Sinesh books that couldn't cross-pollinate, is what I'm going to say. But I'm not 100% right now. Like, I could see them doing that because it would be weird, and they're weird people who worship cows. uh, I'm assuming it's like the other gods. The overarching allegiance is just the god. But Angle, that's not how it works. Like, you have to have... Maybe they'll change it so that it's just the overarching... No, because then that would fuck up so many things. Yeah. I expect the War Scrolls to be included in the next Broken Realms book. I think it'll be Battletome. So, there we go. Any thoughts on what their shtick will be, Owen? How they'll play? Well, I would say that they're lightly armoured, but that's not the case at all, is it? Like, you've got some heavily armoured dudes in the infantry, the big balls, and of course we haven't seen the big centrepiece right now. Sigvald will be a big beat stick, I'm assuming. They don't seem particularly magic heavy. They seem... So, no. I just think speed. Speed will be really what we'll see from these guys. A lot of focus around combat, and I guess we'll only see what their allegiance will be. Their narrative has always been that they're out there searching for Sinesh. So you expect speed, you expect ambushing maybe. Maybe some sort of like quest-based mechanic. I don't know. Like, no idea really how they'll play. We'll have to wait to see, right? Can you talk about the hero they previewed as well? The hero they previewed as well? Did they preview a hero? Does anyone know if they previewed a hero? Do you mean Sigvald? Is that how you mean? They didn't do a hero, did they? Did they? Turn three, always strike first. Definitely true. Case strike jump in turn! It's good to see you finally make yourself seen on the show. You've been listening for 3 years, and it's about time you finally made it onto the show. Welcome, Games Workshop intern. If everyone could just welcome him, that would be great. They previewed a wizard. Oh. You're talking about the stuff from Direchasm. Okay. Oh, no, yes. No, you're not talking about stuff from Direchasm. Yeah. There's also a badass-looking wizard, which is... Let me find the guy. Where is it? There he is. The Shard Speaker. This guy. Maybe range beat debuff from the archers. That's cool. That'd be fun. So ignore all this stuff. So there we go. There's also a wizard. So we also know this wizard is coming out. As well, which is a fucking badass model, if nothing else, for a Chaos Sorcerer Lord. Can we talk about the fact that we're like rocking some heels on this like fucking absolute boss, which is, I'm all about that vibe. That's some, yeah, is it a lady? Okay, all right, I'm into that as well. Like, whatever the situation, it could be a he, it could be a she. Like, listen, the world's what it is nowadays. I'm not bothered who wears heels, as long as I find them attractive. Yeah. It's all good with me. As long as they're not sandals, I'm not going to be weirded out. While relevantly free, I don't know. Range debuff seems to make some sense. I imagine we're going to see lots of combat coming out of the army. But ultimately, we're just looking at models, so fuck knows. Like, right? He's just rocking heels. I think it's a guy. Check out those pecs. Yeah, but like in this picture, that looks like ladies' eyes, right? In the actual picture. Not that, you know. I mean, whatever. Like, who cares? Like, it's 2020, babies. Let's get fucking weird. Do you know what I mean? Now, note the cow motif on the helmet. Again, our bovine overlords are available. Ooh. I'm really into this. Nice little jewel. Okay. Is amethyst, like, purple? I guess this is the kind of Sinashi colours, isn't it, really? Like, that shit, that mirror looks great. The paint jobs these guys do are just outrageous, aren't they? It's always a little disappointing whenever you see the Games Workshop paint jobs on new models, because you're always like, well, I'm not doing it that good. So, like, I'm already going to buy it and make it look worse, is the plan. Man, I don't get the appeal of AOS at all. Luke, it's fucking badass, man. You should get into it. It's fucking cool as. We got cows everywhere. People love shooting. You got big sky boats. I don't know what's not to get about it. The game's super fun to play. All the models are mental. You know, you can always, like, dumb it down if you want to dumb it down. All right. Okay. All right. Okay, so that's that. That's the Sinesh stuff. I mean, there's loads to unpack there, but really, I'm just filling airtime with fucking nothing. So I'm not going to do that. So, fun stuff. Fun stuff. All right. So let me just get back to me. I'm excited. That's all I'm going to say. And also, it means like all the Sneshy weirdos can finally shut up. Like their stuff's done. Like, done. You know, we can end up with some more, like, so Beast of Chaos can get approached next. We can get some Nighthaunt. Their stuff's, like, done. And, like, and I'm into that. Just get it out of the way. It looks awesome. It'll look sweet on the tabletop. Big fan of the Sexecutioners. Like, the heavily armored guys. I'd like to see some more cool, heavily armored Chaos dudes generally. But come on, man. Like, everyone who's, like, banging on, like, we need more Snash. Like, bollocks. We need more Skaven. When are we getting the new Skaven? Come on. Tell me that that's not where it's at, right? There's your sex cult. Now you can fuck off. It's exactly like that. I feel like it's like parents talking to their kids, isn't it, really? And they're like, yes, here's your toy. Go play with your toy, you little creepy weirdo. And then everyone else can be adults and drink wine, eat cheese, and play with Skaven, right? Plastic Rat Ogre kit would be cool. No, Angle, we need a whole Skaven rage. We need everything. We need new Acolytes, new Eshin. We need new Plague Furnaces and, like, everything. Just a whole new range. Loads of weird characters. Mounted Skaven on other Skaven. Get into it. Yeah. New weapon teams. Vampires. Yeah, vampires and werewolves. Okay. So, by the way, I'm not in the Vampirates team. I want everyone to know that. Rob is not a Vampirates guy. Rob's a Twilight vampires and werewolves guy. That's where Rob's sitting on this. I think it's way cooler, way more fun. Yeah, I want to see some werewolves, do you know what I mean? Like, running around, like, ripping their chests open, being like, rah! Yeah? Explain why. Because I think Vampirates are, like, too on the nose. Like, and also, I don't know. Like, I get it. I get the Pirates of the Caribbean was cool. But I think I would prefer, like, I've said this before time and time again, one of the things I really liked about the vampire narrative in the old world was that they were really, they had a lot of control over their, like, not humanity, but, like, they were alive. They had schemes, they had plans, they had kingdoms. So I would like, in the Realm of Shadow, I'd like there to be, like, a realm of, recreate Sylvanas? Or whatever it was, like their elected count sort of realm. I'd like them to recreate that. And the reason I'd like them to do that would be because I feel like it's got more like tactical nuance. Because if you write Vampirates, this is your story. They raid the coast all the time. They collect souls / items, etc. End fucking story. Whereas you could do some really cool stuff where, like, if the vampires had loads and loads of agency, especially if they warred with each other, that would be freaking sweet. So then you've got this, like, interpolitical kind of, like, war between the different, like, bloodlines, which I think would be freaking cool. But then you're like, oh, like, these humans don't necessarily want to work with these vampires or these werewolves, but they are working with them. And so you get this kind of, like, alliance, which eventually will fall apart, and then someone will betray someone. I just think it's, like, then you've got, like, cool love stories, like, what if there's a lady or a dude, whoever and however you love, like, who, like, ends up getting turned into a vampire, and then, but, like, he's one of our heroes, and then she's not, but, like, what if they become, like, a vampire rat, just, like, running around with a fucking gun, shooting people off a ship? Like, it's cool, don't get me wrong, I'm not against vampire rats, I'm into vampire rats, but, like, if I was to get, I would like more nuance with my vampires, generally, because they at least have some sort of, like, agency, like, where it's hard to write characters with agency, I think, in Age of Sigmar, or factions with agency, because they normally have such, like, huge overarching narratives that are like, we must crush, or we must destroy, do you know what I mean? Anyway. Nice, over-exaggerated Baroque style, etc. Yeah. KO Pirates, that's not their story. Anvilgada Pirates, and that's not their story. Listen, I'm making my points, and that's it. Friggin' Natasha, Vampire Bretonians. Needs to be a better story, love story than Twilight. they should focus on aristocrats, Neferata, and then the knightly Aberash-style vamps. Dead and Guy. I think that would just be more fun. Vampires are kind of shoved into the side at the minute. Manfred is just Nagash's bitch and has no real agency. I agree. I think one of the things that I would like to argue for the narrative for Age of Sigmar, that, like, it's very broad strokes, which is fine. But I think, like, for us to all get, like, emotionally invested, quite heavily, we need some like characters that we can like identify with or kind of like follow their story along with, you know. And they tried to do that with Stormcast, but Stormcast are a bit like meh. Like they've tried harder to do that, you know. Like and Marathi, like even someone like Marathi is hard to like. It's hard to emote with Marathi because she's a goddess or trying to be a goddess or like wherever you are in the story. So now, so I think having some like human slash like people who have less power, but more kind of like conversation would be better for the storyline anyway. Anyway, Hippo Pirates would be good, but of course Nikos has nailed it. We all know it will just be cow vampires though. Cow vamps. So yeah, that would be, I don't know why I brought that came up, but I see it bandied around a lot. It's just where I'm at. And also werewolves, because we keep talking of vampires, but werewolves are also awesome. Like big furry beasts. I like that like element as well. You could do some super cool like narrative with them as well. Like they could have a moon, like the bad moon, where they have like an allegiance ability, like depending on like the waxing and waning of the moon or who knows. So that would be a fun, I think, additional element as well. I like the idea of like the realm of shadow being like taken over by like the very atypical, the very, I know it's like on the nose, but I still wouldn't mind it to see these like very like Age of Sigmar reimagined kind of like traditional elements of a fantasy kind of put in there. It's like, oh, don't go into the realm of shadow, fucking end up as a vampire, get bitten like a werewolf. And I'm into that. Mainly because I just loved Buffy. That's why. I just want to pick one up, call him Spike, go have a great time. I can't believe I just admitted to liking Buffy, but whatever. Skinwolves. Right. Okay. So, the last piece of news today. I'm going to require my phone, as you can see here. And it's because of this little fella right here. The 40K Battle App. And as you can see, it's been updated. I don't know if you guys can see that now. Try and get it to work. They now have Battleforge. Okay, so I will experiment with you guys and do it. So if you guys weren't aware, in August, Games Workshop, Buffy was okay, Angel was better, obviously. Obviously, Stu Flynn. Please message me all the time about Buffy whenever you want. If we get vampires, we also get vampire hunters. That's a really good point. Like, and that's cool. Like, you have like interplay stories between the humans and vampires and where that's all gone wrong or good. There's loads of stuff you can do with it, right? Quickly text Rob. No, don't text me. I'm doing things. True Blood was fun. Yes. True Blood was fun. What if you get vampire? Look, if you do go along True Blood line, if you get vampires and then werewolves, then you end up with pixies, shamans, fairies. You can go all woodland critters. Of weird, weird, wonderful stuff. Shamans, you know, like all of that. Voodoo. Just, anyway. Okay, right. No one call me. I'm busy. Okay. You pricks. right, so Battleforge. Right. Is a new feature. I press it. Yeah, and then you can create an army. So I've already created an army, so I'm not going to go through this process and tell you. It seems quite nice to create an army. However, there's a couple of like key points to note. So this is Games Workshop's army builder. Games Workshop's army builder that you can now have. There are some problems with it, though. Oh, my God. Now, I want to talk about this, but Gabblewocky just come up with it. If we get fairies, if we get pixies, we eventually get centaurs. If we get centaurs, we get lady centaurs. Follow me on this, everyone. Yeah, anyway. okay, anyway. So the app. What are the problems with the app? Or what are the good things about the app? It's quite nicely presented. I was able to pick my options okay. It allowed me to pick my psychic trees and stuff, which was fun. And it outputted in a format that was readable for someone else. What does it not do? Quick side notes. One. It doesn't allow you to use it if you don't pay a subscription. So £4 or £5 a month, which Battlescribe is free. So Battlescribe wins this round, sir. It doesn't have access to the... You don't have access to the rules if you haven't bought the book. So you cannot write a list for a book that you do not own. Okay? So if you, like... It's that simple. You can't write a list for a book you don't own. So that's super shit. Like, you know, let's say I wrote, wanted to write a couple of lists before I went and bought the models. Like, oh, what weapons can they take? I'll use this easy to build army builder so I can work out what I'm going to take, etc., etc. Terrible, 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 terrible. And is the chief reason I'm out on this. I know we're all out on this already, but I'm just re-clarifying for everyone because there'll be a lot of hype today. There are a lot of people being like, yeah, let's get them. This is so cool. Yeah. And this is just, this is your ammo. For this. So you have to buy the book to write a list. Terrible. Just awful, awful, awful. All rules should be free. I'm just putting this at this point. Because they sell the models. The rules should be free. I'm not saying the narrative should be free, but the rules should at least should be free. It's a small thing, but the difference between Battlescribe and this, I'll try and show you guys. So here I am, and I've decided I'm going to pick Plague Marines, okay? Buff, right? And there's their kind of, like, quick stat line. But that's not what I want. I want what their special rules are, right? And so now I have to scroll through every special rule that they've got to see the special rules. And as you can see, that's just Plague Marines. Now, Plague Marines are a very complicated unit, but that is a lot to scroll through to find the page and the rule that I want to find. Whereas if I do the same thing on Battlescribe, there's a lot of scrolling. Let's just go find it. When I click it on here, so I'm on Plague Marines now. One shot, one screen. Ah, Jack Vincent, thanks for donating £5 to the show, baby. Thank you so much. Appreciate that loads. As you can see, one page. Yeah, and I've got everything that I need because it hasn't given me any extra stuff. It's put keywords in there for me as well, so if I want to see any interaction works. It's just better formatted. So the output is also, it's a better lookup table as well. So you can't make the list of your opponent in a tournament. No. Like, if I wanted to, like, hand my opponent, like, my phone, they'd be scrolling through rules all day. Whereas that single lookup page that you get via Battlescribe is brilliant. So ultimately, it's good that they've finally delivered on a promise that they made like 3 or 4 months ago. But is there any reason? Can you print it out? yeah, you can. You can. You can send. There is a. Oh, I'll quickly show you this part. So again, I've got the list here, right? And then what I want to do is export the list. So I can copy to clipboard or I can share it. I'll share it on Twitter so you guys can see. Oh, it's way too many pages, but it does share basically into different places. And again, if you export the list, as you can see here, there's like it's shorthand. It doesn't include the weapon options available, which is fine. Like, you know, I've got some Plague Marines. I guess it's got my psychic powers and stuff on there, which is okay. But you can do the same thing on Battlescribe. That's more customizable. So again, not good. So ultimately, it's not as good as Battlescribe for a variety of reasons before we get to the fact that it's a paid subscription. And of course, unfortunately, you have to buy all of the rules before you can even build a list. So because of that, Dennis, I'm out. anyone got any thoughts on it? And also, Jack Vincent, I really appreciate the £5 donation. Thank you so, so much. Importantly, you have to buy a physical book to get the rules in the app. Yes, W. Sorin. Which I agree with is super bad for the environment and for everything else. In 2020, Games Workshop will be looking to lower their footprint in carbon emission, and it would seem like producing digital rules in a digital format that you could buy digitally would be far better for the environment than making everyone have to buy a book. Also, their sales are fucking astronomical. It looks like the end of this year they're going to post sales twice this 6 month period, twice what they were last month. Last year's 6 month period. So they've almost doubled, like, in sales, which means, and a huge portion of that will have been 40k, huge portion of that. And that money, and this is really important, there's so many new people coming into the hobby, and all that money has been driven into physical book sales in a time when that's just not okay. Like, it's not okay. None of us think it's okay. We all have digital platforms. We all have, like, it's just, a, like, there's such, anyway. We could go on to it all day. Just when I thought I was in, they pushed me back. And in a pandemic is insane. But obviously, they would have put that plan into effect before the start of it. I think we've been spoiled a bit by how comprehensive Battlescribe is for a free product. But, says Pete, we have, Pete. But, like, the good thing about Battlescribe, they work on the same business model that the Honest War Game works on, like, which I think is honestly a valuable business product, business model, which is everything we do is free. And if you want to support Battlescribe, which I do, and if you want to support me, which you guys do, which is great, like, it... like, it's down to you. And some of you, like, are minted and can give loads, and some of you can only give a quid. Like, it's all the same. Like, you know, like, really, you value the product for what you think it's worth. And I think that's why, that's the old business model of, like, Games Workshop, like, I'm going to make an app, and you have to pay for it, end conversation. It's such an old business paradigm. Like, it's old world. It doesn't work anymore. People now are like, I'll pay for what I want to, when I want to, where I want to. Otherwise, they'll just nick it and take it for free. So I think Battlescribe is free, but I think a whole bunch of people fucking throw money at Battlescribe, like a lot, to keep it going and to keep the devs in cash. Same as Wahapedia. Like, that's free. It's completely free. You never have to give them a penny. But if you want to, you can go and give them a fucking ton of money, and people do. And I think that's the really important point to note, is that that's how content and the world is really run now. So Games Workshop got a super fucking old business model, and they're really, in the next 20 or so years, going to hit up against a brick wall, I think. Should we call them book vloggers now? Model vlogger vloggers. My LGS used to get 1 to 2 books and 50 to 40 pre-orders. No book equals no play. It's true. Also, if you can't get a book, you can't play. So 2020, Australia was on fire, almost World War III, global pandemic, Liberator's become usable, and now the 40k app works. That's it. Well, it works, but we're not paying for it. It's so dumb that the new Codex releases remove content from the subscription. Agreed. I agree. I can watch The Mandalorian repeat for a similar amount of the app subscription. Stu Flynn, you make an incredibly good point as well. Like, where your money is being spent is super valuable as well. Like, let's say you've got a tenner a month you want to throw at something. It's some sexy lady on Patreon, or, like, it's me, or, like, it's... like fucking Disney Plus, any of those, do what the fuck you want with your money. Like, but you have to fight for it nowadays, and it's just wild. I honestly annoyed that all the Psychic Awakening books are now worthless less than a year after buying them. I would agree with you. Sorry again. I think that's the other problem as well. If you thought that there was some value in buying the thing, like if you bought the Death Guard book, for example, like I know the Death Guard Codex, I know it's not coming out now, I know I'm going to buy that, but I know I probably also have to buy the expansion if I want the full Death Guard set of rules in one place, and if I wanted them to be available on the app. Whereas the Death Guard expansion rules might just be 2 pages, and I can't be asked to spend 15, 20 quid or whatever the expansion is going to cost for those 2 pages, which I could learn, or someone could send me a photo of, and I could just have the Death Guard Codex, right? Which I then have to have a physical book. And I also have to have the physical book to read the narrative. And, like, so the app also has no story on. So if I unlock the rules in the app, I still haven't unlocked the book, like, the actual story, which, like, you're on the train to work or the bus. I know COVID, so maybe you're not. But you're traveling somewhere. Or you just sat down with, like, a coffee and you want to, like, you know, you want to read your stuff and you read it on the digital format. Anyway, talked about that enough. What's the Death Guard expansion? Xavier Guy, there is going to be a campaign book coming out with 4 factions worth of extended, is that the right word? There are 4 factions who have more rules, match play rules, inside the expansion book. It's called Plague and Rust. That's the one. I probably spend the same amount with Games Workshop at a given time, so if they didn't buy the book, I'd still be spending the remainder more on models. See, that's the problem, Captain Brian Blood. Also, why would I, like, let's say if you bought all the Psychic Awakening books last year in every codex, you're spending several hundred pounds on the books, and that could be several hundred pounds on models. Those models now aren't worthless, the books are. It's a terrible system. As soon as everyone starts, like, fucking clocking on, everyone's going to be like, nope, those will be free books that I'll find, and I'll just buy models. So, anyway. Do you think the similar can happen to Broken Realm books? Nikita Azarkin, I 100% think that the Broken Realm books will be worthless come Age of Sigmar 3 in the summer. Yeah, let's be honest, you read the narrative on the loo, lol. You do. But you do read the narrative, though. Like, because it's awesome. Anyway, right. That's me done for the day. Does anyone have any questions before I go? I feel like hot trash. I want everyone to know that tomorrow. Cool news if you like 40K. Tomorrow night, we're going to be doing a TTS match, but with live commentary. So very much like we did at the weekend with the Age of Sigmar live coverage. But I think we have two of the players from the Scottish TTS League who will be playing a proper match. And we'll be doing some live coverage here from the studio. So me, Tom, and Nick. So do join us for that. That'll be really fun. I'm joined by Karen from Danhammer. Oh. Karen from Danhammer? Or Darren from Canhammer tomorrow. give me a shout out when you got him in. And, okay, I will do. the war... Okay. I don't understand why they don't just tell the codes for Tenor or that they can't imagine the books make more than £15 profit in each book. I agree with you, Jack Vincent. Thank you, John Thompson. You're an angel. Big love. Any questions? Anyone want to ask anything? I want to hear from Karen, from Dan Hammer. Oh, dear. Yeah. It's interesting. I'm excited about the Sinesh stuff. That's what I've got for you today. I'm excited about some extra things. Hey, the rules are already here. Just don't keep up with the hype and make 9th edition time capsule in your local meta. That's fair. 40k will. I've seen new potential players walk away when they look at buying $100 of books just to get started. If they just learn that all the books will be out of date in months. 40k will, buddy. I'm with you. Papa Dom? I'd love a Papa Dom, Steve. Listen, when this is all over, come up to Nottingham. We'll play some Warhammer and we'll eat some Papa Doms. I'm into that. If Games Workshop made you as a model, what faction would you belong to? The Dissidents faction? I want that faction to be whatever the Antifa faction is. Dissidents, I want to be wearing all black and holding a placard. That's the faction. They don't make that faction yet. I want that. Vegetarian pacifist faction. sound of 1,000 people leaving the chat there. Chaos Renegades. I reckon I'm way more into Chaos than I am the Imperium. And I'm way more into Chaos than I am Order. So I think officially I'm a Chaos dude, I've decided. Like, I'm Destruction as well. Destruction and Chaos. Not Death. No way. So whatever Orcs are, Orcs plus Chaos. Yeah. That would be the one. Gorkamorka Rebel Grots. That's the one. I think you're a Disgruntled Trio. Chaos Dwarf, that'd be it. Listen, none of us are saying anything useful, so we're going to go. But I love you all. Thanks for being here. It really makes me super happy. I want you to know that there's going to be a long Christmas stream as well. So Christmas Day and Eve, we'll be doing a show. Christmas Day, we'll be doing a show as well. I'm basically just going to hang out here all day and I paint some models. If you ask me what my dream Christmas is, a bunch of food, paint some models. That's my dream Christmas. So that's my Christmas this year. I'm going to hang out with you guys here, and people who want to call in can call in, people who want to tune in. So if you are alone at Christmas or you just want to like have an hour out or whatever, welcome to join me. It's going to be a fun old time. So that'll be really good. And then, yeah, that's it for today. Do join me again tomorrow. Two great shows. Really looking forward to the two shows tomorrow. We'll see you guys soon. Don't forget the 14th, which is 5 days away, is actually 269. So we might do a special long show for that, which would be really fun. You guys are brilliant. I can't wait to see you again tomorrow, to be honest. Have a great day, and I'll talk to you soon.